quiet my reflection. I know we done learned some lessons, and you about to tell us what it is and what it ain't, so just leave a message after the sploosh. I love you. Hi, beautiful. I'm Sunshine Rains. I go by the handle My Reflection, and if you're watching this, I'm a reflection of you, you're a reflection of me, and we're all a reflection of we. I have my notebook today because we're going to be talking about The Secret Door to Success, which is a book written by Florence Scovel Shinn. And I read it a while ago, and I just took some notes, and I just wanted to share to remind not only myself, but to remind you and to bring awareness to you, especially if you're not really a reader. Like, I can read a book in a day if I got the time, child. So this is why I do book reviews, and I share the things that I learn in the books that I learned for the people who aren't big readers. Because as much as it kills me to see somebody not liking to read, I understand that that's not everybody's prerogative. So we're just going to jump right into it. This was a very good and eye-opening book. If you watched the other review I did on The Game of Life and How to Play It, that's another book by hers. It was really good. And then there was a recent podcast episode I did. I think that was Your Word is Your Wand. But it was just a bunch of affirmations, basically from all four books, but mostly from Your Word is Your Wand. And I just listen to those every day, and they've really been helping my life. So make sure you check those out. But yeah, if you see me looking down, I'm looking at my notebook, my handy dandy notebook. And let's just get right into it. So the first thing that really caught my eye was when she said resentment and jealousy can often keep you from your success. And that's like so true, right? Because if you're worried about, if you're giving somebody else the evil eye, you're kind of blocking your blessings. Like, and even resentment when it comes to like holding on to things that people have done to you. You have to let that go in order for blessings to come to you. You have to forgive people, because people gonna be people at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? People gonna be who they want to be. They gonna do what they want to do. And you can't hold on to that anger because somebody doesn't do what you want them to do, or they don't act the way that you would act. You know what I'm saying? So allow people to be people, forgive them, and let go, and things will flow to you easier. And the affirmation that's in that podcast episode that she says is good for that is, what God has done for others, he now does for me and more. I like to say they now do for me and more, but that is true. When you find yourself looking at somebody, especially, you know, in the era of social media, it's so easy to go look on social media and see somebody doing so good, so great. And it's like, even people your age, people that you went to school with, even people younger than you, you're like, But at the same time, instead of looking at that person with jealousy, look at them like, if they can do it, I can do that too. Like, you know what I'm saying? If God gave them that, if they got themselves in that position, I can do that too. That's just more living proof that you can do everything that you want to do. It may not be the exact same thing that they're doing that you need to do, but this, that level of success or whatever that you're envious or jealous or resenting, you can have that too. So if you find yourself struggling with that, I would really suggest that you look at it in a different way, not of, ugh, why they got this and I don't, but they have this so I can too, and I can have more, so let me get to work. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I thought that was very interesting. Another thing that I saw was, doing what you love opens up your doors to success. So that's kind of the secret door to success. And I did a book review on a podcast too, From Paycheck to Purpose. And it was just saying, like, once you really start doing what you love, you can really, that's what we're sitting here to do, right? That's what we're created for. We're created to do what we love. We're created to do our passion, to use our gifts, our talents, our skills, and our abilities to make the world a better place. So once you do what you love, you will show interest in that thing, right? Because if you're meant to be a fashion designer, but you're a sanitation worker, you may not specifically love that job. and people may not bring interest. Well, that's not really a good example, but you know what I'm saying. You don't love being a sanitation worker, so you slinging trash cans and trash bags and everything. We really need to be designing clothes. And once you're interested in that, you will attract people who are interested in what you're doing and interested in you, because your energy will show, like, this is what I'm passionate about. You will create things that you're passionate about. You will walk around with a better attitude because you're doing what you love. So automatically, it'll be a chain reaction. The next thing, living in the past and complaining keeps you from your success. Baby, when I tell you, I believe she said this in the Game of Life, How to Play It. And I read the Game of Life, How to Play It a while ago. Or at least I started to, like, a couple years ago. But complaining does us no good. Living in the past, replaying the past of how things we coulda, shoulda, woulda, but never did. That keeps us out of the present that is now. You know what I'm saying? The gift that is a present moment. That's why it's called the present moment. Because it is a gift. And if we're stuck living in that past, we miss out on what's going on right here. You know, if we're complaining, if we're always constantly speaking negative or bad, we're going to continue to not only stay stuck here, but we're going to attract more negativity, more things that align with those complaints into our now. So that gives us even more reason to want to stay in the past, because it keeps repeating in our present. You know what I'm saying? So try your best to live in the moment. And when you find yourself thinking negatively or thinking in the past, just catch yourself. And she even mentioned in here, like, you don't have to be hostile or very rude, or how does she put it? You can be gentle with your thoughts or with the things that you're trying to change. You don't have to be mean about it. Or you don't have to be, get out of here. You be gentle. And you can just sit with them for a minute and understand them. Like, don't try to scare them away. Ooh, child, just sit there. I just came in from a walk. Okay. Next thing is keep things a secret. Keep things to yourself until they are done. Unless you need those people that you're selling them to. Because people can intentionally and unintentionally put bad energy towards the things that you want. Like, you ever told somebody, especially growing up younger, like, this great idea that you had, or something that you wanted to do, you told somebody about it, like your elder or whatever, and they're like, that's never going to work, or that's already done, or it's already a million people doing that, or why don't you just try this, or do you really think that's such a good idea? Like, and it puts so much doubt. Like, you was just on fire. You had so much excitement about this idea. And then that just put so much doubt in you. So, keep things to yourself. Like, move real G's, move in silence like lasagna. You know what I'm saying? Some lasagna sound good right now. I ain't lying. But keep things to yourself. Because even the smallest, even if they don't verbally say anything, they can put that negative energy towards it. You know what I'm saying? It's like posting something on Instagram and then somebody's 300 miles away sees it and it's like, ugh. Or, why it ain't this? Or, I don't like this. And they're putting negative energy on you when you don't even know it. So, keep things to yourself. Do all that you can do by yourself. Only include the people that you need to include when you need to include them. Big ups. Okay. Nesting. You attract the things you give great thought to. That's the big one. And I learned this like 2 years ago. You attract the things that you fear the most. And you know, people, I've seen funny tweets and they're like, $1 million. But no, like, for real, like, the things that you constantly think of are going to attract to you. Like, just like we were saying with the thinking of the past and thinking of those old situations and scenarios, they're going to continue to show up in your future. So when you find yourself thinking of these things that you know you don't want, you have to sit with your thoughts and redirect them. You know what I'm saying? You have to catch yourself and change it. because she said doubts and fear keep you in slavery. And that's such a, to be a slave to doubt and fear, like, just imagine if you were fearless, what you would do, the things you will go after. That's why you have to face your fears. And you don't even necessarily have to be fearless. You just have to face them. You just have to, when doubt comes up, you just have to, you got to doubt. Like, I got faith in what I want. I got faith in what I believe in. I have faith in myself. So if you're scared, then you're going to be moving scared. You're not going to be doing the things you want to do. You're not going to be living in your purpose or living and doing your passion because you're scared to be successful in it. You know what I'm saying? You're doubting yourself. And that just holds you back so bad. It holds you back so bad. All right. Next one. You really have to walk in faith. Just like we were just saying with doubts and fears. Especially when your intuition is telling you to do so. You got to walk in faith, baby. If you say, I'm going to move next month, baby, and you got $3 in your account, especially if your intuition, you got a dream or you got a message or you keep getting signs from the higher power that you need to move, that you're going to move, baby, walk in faith. Know that everything will be given to you at the right time. Know that things will be given to you. You know what I'm saying? You got to be real DeLulu. Real DeLulu. That's a little trend. People being DeLulu. Be DeLulu. Baby, start packing. Start looking at houses. Start planning out, you know, type of furniture, type of vibe you want. Do everything that you can with what you have. And just know you're moving. Know that you're about to get a new car. You have to know these things before they really show up, even though it may not look like it in your current reality. But you got to deny reality. Sometimes you got to deny reality. It's not what you want. Oh, no, this ain't it right now. Try and worry about this. I am not worried about this. Okay. When we know whatever we send out comes back, we begin to be afraid of our own boomerang. This goes for our words, thoughts, and actions. When you know, if you're saying, she is not cute, she is ugly, he is this, I do not like this. When you talk behind people back, think about it. All this stuff is going to come back to you. So it make you look like, okay, let me not do that. Because if you want a positive life, if you want a happy, healthy life, you have to be a positive, happy, healthy person. You can't be doing all these things that you wouldn't want done unto you. And trust and believe, it is going to come back to you in some way or another, baby. If you're stealing, you're going to get stolen from. If you're cheating, you're going to get cheated. You know what I'm saying? If you're lying, you're going to get lied to. So just watch the way you move. Watch the things you do and the ways you think. If you're thinking negative, negativity is going to come to you. And it's like a boomerang. You get scared of that boomerang. Everything you do is going to come back to you. Like, you know how they say you pointing at me? You got three fingers pointing back at you, baby. It's going to come back to you. So that just makes you more cautious and that makes you more aware of what you're doing. And if you really want to live that way you want to live, that life you want to live, your dreams and everything, you're going to start to be more careful. Okay, next up, don't resist your intuition, especially when you ask for things. Baby, if you ask God for a sign or the higher up or the creator, the universe, or just if you get a nudge, if you get a dream, if that's how you get it, if you hear a song, if you see a movie, if you read a book, or however you get your signs, baby, don't ignore that. Especially if you're trying to get somewhere, you're trying to get something, or you're trying to do something. Do not ignore the signs. Do not act like you blind all of a sudden. You ask for a sign, the sign drop right in your face, and you like, or are you sure? Pay attention. Listen to your intuition. Your intuition will never guide you wrong. It will never guide you wrong. Okay? Okay, the game of life is a game of solitaire. you change and your conditions will change. And I found that interesting because I remember playing solitaire when I was a kid, like with the actual, I played it on a computer a lot. But then when I think I had a computer at my granny's house, but I had a computer at home. So I would get the whole deck of cards and pull it out and play solitaire by myself. And it said, she said, no one can give or take from you but you. So what you give, you will receive. You know what I'm saying? Just like that boomerang. And what you take from yourself, that's what you will take from yourself. Nobody else can really make you or break you but you. You can allow yourself, you can choose to be, what's the word? Receptive to people's, to outside forces. You can choose to let people bring you down or stop you, but it's still your choice. You know what I'm saying? Nobody outside of you can do nothing to you. I mean, you know, like physically they can, but like you make the decisions all in your life. You make all the decisions, how you feel, how you move, how you think, how you act, how you are. You make those decisions. And I found that really interesting. Your attitude dictates your outcome. Whatever you believe, you shall achieve. Okay, let's say you're running for class president, right? And you're thinking, I'll run, but I know I'm not going to win. Why even run in the first place? You got to have a positive attitude about everything. Now you're really not going to win. Like, you have to go into things with the mindset of the outcome that you want. You know what I'm saying? Because that's going to lead you to do things that you want to do. That's going to lead your intuition to guide you to do these certain things. Or if you're like, okay, the next thing that happened, let's just combine these two. True prayer means preparation. When you pray, act as if you already have it. That's how it will come. Move with faith, not fear. If you are praying for a new house, but you're not preparing for it, right? You're doubting it. You're living in doubt and fear. Your attitude is, I'm never going to move. How am I going to move? What do I have? How is this going to happen? You're not packing. You're not even looking for new places. You're not even browsing the market. You know what I'm saying? How will it come? You have no faith. You have to act as if you already have it, baby. If the house say it's available on the 3rd, baby, I'm moving on the 3rd. Let me go and get my stuff ready by the 3rd. I'm good. Let me do everything I need to do. Let me contact the landlord. Let me go take a tour. Let me do my application. Let me pack. Let me clean this house that I'm already in or whatever. Let me get myself together. Let me go check out the neighborhood. You know, you have to prepare for those things. And while you're preparing for those things, why prepare for something you don't want? So you know how people got rainy day funds or like, what else you preparing for? That's the example they use in the book, the rainy day funds. If you're preparing for a rainy day, baby, a rainy day is sure to come. A rainy day is sure to come. It's not like saying like, spend all your money, don't save, but if you prepare for a rainy day, if you prepare to fail your tests, if you prepare to be late to work, if you prepare to get fired, if you prepare to hate your day, to have a miserable day, baby, that's what's going to come. Anything you're prepared for. It's like, I was talking to someone the other day, and I was like, if you're going to a play, or if you're setting up for a play, and you want the play to be Shrek, why would you prepare all the scenery for the Hobbit? How are you going to get the Shrek if you don't prepare for the Hobbit? It don't work out that way. You know what I'm saying? And don't worry about the technicalities. Don't worry about the little details. Don't worry about it. Do what you can with what you have when you have it, and everything will come. You have to believe that the higher power will provide you with everything you need, especially if it's meant for you to do it, especially if the higher power is telling you that this is what's coming next. You have to believe that it's gonna come. Don't worry about the money. The money gonna come. I just needed those two questions. Would you ride for you? Okay. All right. Speaking of prepared, Everything that happens in your life is something you've prepared for. So what are you expecting? Every event that happens in your life is something that you have prepared for in the past. It may have been 5 years ago. It may have been 2 days ago. It may have been 30 minutes ago. But everything is a result of your thoughts. Okay? Okay. When I was writing this, the song, What You See is What You Get. That's kind of in my head. And it was just like, what you foresee, what you envision in your head, what you think is what you're going to get. I don't really know, like, the actual song or what they're talking about, but just that line in particular. What you see in your head, what you think, what you feel, what you believe is what you're going to get. All right. Next one. Make friends with the things you desire or require. So, like we were saying, if you want a new house, baby, go house shopping. If you want new clothes, don't be like, oh, I ain't even got it. I can't go shopping because I ain't got no clothes. Yes, you can. You can go window shopping. You can go browsing online. You ain't even got to go outside. Go browsing online. Put things in your cart. If you want a new car, baby, go to the car lots. Look on Marketplace, Craigslist, wherever you need to look for a new car, Carvana, whoever. If you want to get in shape, baby, you can start going walking, do some jumping jacks. If you want new jewelry, go try on some rings or something. You can go to the thrift store. You know, they got jewelry. Get familiar with the things that you want. That brings them closer to you. You know what I'm saying? Even taking that a step further, if you see something you like, put it on, take a picture of it. Take a picture of you in it. Look at the picture. Look, I can't show you. I'm using my phone. But my phone, especially because, you know, the new iOS thing, it lets you rotate your lock screens, a bunch of vision boards, a bunch of affirmations, things that I want in my life, things that are coming up. It's so much. Like, this book was written a long time ago, but it's so many things that you can do to get yourself familiar and bring these things closer to you. Okay? Go to the places you want. You know what I'm saying? If you want to start going out to eat the restaurants, just go. Just go to the restaurant. You don't even got to go inside. Just get familiar with this. Go look at the menu. You can go online and look at the menu and think, ooh, what would I order if I was going out? You know, you want to go to a ball, go look for ball gowns. What would I wear to a ball if I wanted to go? There's so many things that you can do to put yourself in the places that you want to go. Okay, and then these things, don't worry about the money. The money gonna come. I'm gonna say that again. Because these things that you want, the money is not the obstacle. Money is a tool to get the things you want. You might be gifted a ring. You might come across a free pair of shoes. You might get a place to stay that's work trade. Or you might get a new car for like the Lolo. Or, you know, your cousin or something might give you their old car. You never know how things are going to work out. Don't worry about the monetary value or how you're going to get the money. Because money is just one way to get certain things. Don't worry about the technicalities of how things are going to come. And that leads into the next thing. Do not limit how it can be done. Don't worry about the how. Don't worry about it. Baby, if you want a new car, a new house, and you done tallied everything up, and it's $10,000, don't worry about how the $10,000 is going to come. You might not even need the $10,000. You might only need $4,000, and it's gifted to you, and that's all you need. You know what I'm saying? So don't worry about the how. Just think about... Skip the middle of how, go to the end result, and feel what it's like to have what you want. Know that you already have what you want, because how you get there may not be how you're going to get there. So you have to just, don't worry about the how, because you're limiting the universe, the creator, and how they're going to do what they're going to do. You know what I'm saying? You're trying to micromanage. And it's like, why are you micromanaging me, dude? Nah, I ain't doing nothing because you micromanaging me. I don't like being micromanaged. Just ask and it shall be delivered. Feel me? Okay. Okay, yes, that's the law of expectancy. When you jump to that end result and you say it's already mine, you expect it to come. Expect what you want and you will get it. And at the same time, things often come to you when you least expect it. So don't be sitting there like, you know how you sit there and you order something and you waiting on it. Like, when is it going to come? You checking on the arrival date. You sitting outside waiting for the postman to come. Just chill out. Do something else. Don't try not to worry about it. I know it's hard. I know it's difficult to really train yourself to get into the just that law of expectancy, that mold of it's already mine. But it's not impossible. Excuse me. And with work, you're going to get there. You know what I'm saying? You're going to get there. So, yes, expect good things to come and they will come. Continue to tell yourself that you get these things and it will come. Another thing, resentment causes physical illness. Did you know that? There's a lot of things that happen to the body that aren't caused by outside forces. They're often caused by spiritual or mental emotional imbalance. Dis-ease, when your body is at disease, you know? So you often have to get your mind right, because it's not just a balanced diet that's going to help you, but it's also a balanced mind. Okay, you have to get your mind right. You are what you eat, but you are also what you think, what you say, what you do. The boomerang, it's all going to come back to you. So we're not really going to get into this too much, but oftentimes people are diagnosed for certain things and they give you medicines. And it's like, yeah, but what else? What else do you need to work on? Like, what are you thinking about? What are you, stuck in the past? Are you replaying past events? Are you traumatized? But that's a whole nother topic for a whole nother day, and we can talk about it. Just let me know. Just leave me a little message in the comments if you want me to really talk about that. But yes, child, your mind needs to be balanced just as well as your diet, just as well as your physical health. Your mental, spiritual, and emotional is very important. It's all a unit. You know, holistic health. It's all a unit. All right. Ooh, this was a really good one. When you pray, that is a call to God. You're calling God. This one I need, God. Thank you for delivering this to me, God. Blah, 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 God. And then God will call you back with your intuition. God will call you back with your hunch to do this, to go there, to look this way. You ever be sitting down or something and all of a sudden your head just turned and you see something that you would not have seen if you didn't turn that very moment? Those are the hunches that I'm talking about. Or when you, in the book, they gave an example of a lady, she needed her rent money and she went out, her dog started going crazy in the cage, right? So she prayed to God to give her rent money. Dog started going crazy in the cage. So, okay, let me take my dog on a walk. Then she go on her usual route. The dog like, nah, let's go this way. The dog pulling her this way. She's like, okay, dog. Boom, she found the rent money on the ground. These are the things you should not ignore, especially right after you done asked for something. Just go with it. You have to have faith and trust that it will be delivered to you. And she, like, who would have thought she would have found the money on a walk with her dog? That's why you can't limit these things. Because you're thinking, like, okay, I might win the lottery, or I might sell something, or, you know, the landlord might da-da-da-da-da, but you just gotta do not limit. Don't limit, okay? And anytime you are in a pickle, in a bind, just ask God for a lead. Like, just give me a sign. Like, example, I was debating whether or not I should just record this video or I should just record the audio. And I asked the divine for a sign. I said, let me know something. Child, the wind outside blowing crazy because I was going to record it outside. Nope, wind blowing. I said, okay, can't record it outside. Then I go inside and at the kitchen table, the setup with my tripod, it's like too high, too low. Then I got it right. I'm like, okay, I can record like this. As soon as I get it right, the air cut on. I'm like, okay, thank you. Not recording in here. So I'm like, maybe I should just do the audio. I get in here to record the audio because I'm in the shed. And you know, it's not like aesthetically pleasing, but like, who cares? Like, this should get the message out. Everything doesn't have to be an aesthetic. And so I set up my, I put this chair in front of me to put the phone down so I could talk into the phone. And I'm like, hold on, I like this. I like this setup. I'm thinking the lighting in here is gonna be bad. I had the door open, the wind was blowing, so I closed the doors. And then something, the little light thing is making a noise. And as soon as I set up the camera like this, the noise stopped. It's like, yes, this is where you meant to record. I'm comfortable. I'm in a little recliner rocking chair. You know what I'm saying? I got my notebook. I don't have to cut, chop, and edit everything. I could just go straight through, put a little overlay if I need to. That's another thing that was stopping me from recording. The editing process is so tedious, and it's just discouraging for me, honestly, to like cut and like cut, delete, chop the little pieces. I just want to flow. Like with the audio, with the podcast, I could just go through and record. But I can do like this. I can record. Okay? So ask for a lead and you will get one. When I'm telling you, the sound stopped, everything was perfect. As soon as I set this camera up, just like this, because I said let me just check the lighting, because the lighting looked terrible in here, because it's just, I'm in a shed. Like, I wanted to be outside in the natural lighting, but this is great. There's no wind, there's no cars driving by, there's no, it's just perfect. So that was my intuition leading me here. Now, okay. If you run away from your problem, they will run after you. And I remember when I read this, I was thinking like, yeah. Because if you run away from a problem, the problem is going to be bigger and badder when it do catch up to you. And then I'm thinking, okay, see, let's say, I'm thinking, the image came in my head, a child running from their parent because the child in trouble, right? And the parent like, come here. Or run away from whatever. By the time the parent gets to the parent is even more mad than the first place. Like, you know how a parent be like, just tell me the truth, because if you lie, I'm gonna really be bad. If you just deal with it then, that's all you have to deal with, is what it is then. You don't have to add anything extra to it. So face your problems, face your fears. Don't run away from them. Don't ignore them, because they're not going anywhere. And it's like a wound. Like, if you get a scratch and you just leave it there for 2 days before you've been like, let me do something to it. But I mean, it done got all nasty, infected, and now you got to dissect it. And now you regret it. For real, you got to deal with stuff when it comes to you. Don't let stuff add on. Don't let stuff get bigger. Don't let stuff get worse. Deal with it when it comes. Okay? Oh, this was a good one, child. You're either headed for lack or you're headed for abundance. You can only go in one direction. And I remember somebody said this to me, but in a different way. Like, not dealing with abundance. Like, you're either getting better or you're getting worse or something like that. Like, you have to, because you're moving. You're living every day, right? So, you can't be stagnant. So, you either headed towards abundance or lack. Which one do you want to go to? You got to make them steps, some decisions, some thoughts, some words, some actions in the direction that you want to go. Okay? And like we were saying earlier, don't depend on money or any tools, because money is just a tool. Money is man-made. Money is a made-up construct. Yes, you can have a great relationship with money. You can have a very bad relationship with money. But don't depend on money to dictate what you can do and what you cannot do. If you want to do something, put your mind to it and believe that you will do it. Believe that things will come to you for you to be able to do it. Okay? But depend on God or the universe or the creator to supply you with everything. Don't depend on money, baby. Depend on the higher power. And the higher power ain't never gonna fail you. Never gonna fail you, okay? Never going to fail you. And when you do depend on God and you ask for things, you have to be like a child in a state of wonder and joy. You can't come like, bro, like, you know, like, you have to come like, yes, this is what I need. Okay, like, you know, like a child, you know, you was a child, or maybe you didn't, but like a child, they ask for Christmas, they ask for what they want. They don't worry about, well, nowadays, I done seen videos like, how much money? I know this costs this much, you know, but back in the day, it was just like, this is what I want. And then Christmas morning or whatever, your birthday or whoever, you get it. You know, things just work out. So you have to come with that type of energy. That asking you shall receive type of energy. And I know growing up and being in the world, it has changed us. It has made us, like, bogged us down a little bit. But that's okay, because we can always get back right. Always get back right, okay? And because miracles come fast. Miracles come super fast. And I just uploaded a mantra on YouTube. Miracles make their way to me. Everything I ask for, I always receive. I am so in love with my reality. Life is so amazing, it feels like a dream. Miracles come every day. Good miracles at that. And they happen fast. It can literally happen overnight. It can happen in 5 minutes. You just have to be in a state of wonder and joy. Like, yes. Even when your reality is saying no, baby, the Lulu, yes. Yes. And being in that energy, being in that frequency will attract those things with that energy and that frequency to you as well. So expect the miracles to come, prepare for them, and they shall be delivered to you. Okay? I've been feeling like a pastor, a preacher, or something. Okay. Always ask for guidance. Like we were saying, when you find yourself in a pickle, ask for guidance. When you're in a fork in the road, when you are confused, ask for guidance. Guidance can come just like that. Just as quick as that miracle can come. You can get you some guidance. You can get you a nudge, a voice, a whisper, a sign of some sort. Never hesitate to ask a question. Just like they tell you in school, no question is too silly. Don't be embarrassed or hesitate to ask a question if you don't understand or you need help, baby. Because it's so much better for you if you just ask for help. You won't be confused. You won't be worried. You won't get anything wrong. You headed in the right direction automatically if you ask for help. Pause and ask for help. And the last thing that she left us with in the Secret to Success was, I want to say analogy, but basically like a breakdown of Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. And this made me want to watch it again because I never looked at it like this. Like, okay, so she said the wicked stepmother is like your negative thoughts, right? Your negative thoughts like this. You know, the stepmother came. And I gotta watch it again, child. But the stepmother is your negative thoughts, right? The birds and animals represent your intuition and your hunches. And they get you out of the woods. You know, they came, they helped her. They took her in. They helped her clean up and everything. You know, your intuition and your hunches, they guided her. The seven dwarves represent the protective forces all around us. They definitely took her in because it was their house, you know. They found her and they brought her in. And then the prince is representing the divine plan of your life. Because when it wakes you up, you live happily ever after. I said, you know, Florence Scovel Sheen, you might be on to something because I never looked at it like that. And I don't even watch the Sevens. Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs in a long time since I was like a kid. But I definitely need to watch that again because, yeah. Like, do you have your birds and your animals and your seven dwarfs and your prince? If not, baby, better go get you some. And get rid of that wicked stepmama. Because, baby, she gonna try to take you for everything that you got and keep you where she wants you to be. Okay? But I love you. I'll call you back.